think we could do it, did you, Vance? KKFT 99.1 FM talk just for Vance this morning. Talk lines are open at 884-9910 and Monica at 991fmtalk.com. You can also stream the show at 991fmtalk.com, just like Vance is doing this morning. And check out some other things while you're there. There's poll questions, there's info on all the different hosts we have here on 99.1 FM Talk, and of course, there is the podcast as well. So, where do we go from here? What is 2020 going to look like? I don't know. I want to know. I want to think that, you know, I'm on top of this stuff and we're going to just sail right through. When you look at the numbers, this is actually kind of obscene, you know, whether you're in one of our outlying areas or if you're here in Washoe County and you're living paycheck to paycheck, if you're having trouble keeping the air conditioning going when it's 100 degrees here in northern Nevada. Last month, the RNC, that's the Republican National Committee, pulled in a whopping $20.8 million, which for the total fundraising amount for the 2020 election is $177.9 million. That's pretty impressive. The DNC, on the other hand, was able to bring in $7.7 million for the month of July, which brings their grand total to a measly $51.6 million. So bad, in fact, that the DNC is now having fundraisers in Mexico. Yeah, they say you have to be an American citizen to go to it. But just how many American citizens are living in Mexico to go to a $1,000 to $15,000 event? That's what the tickets range for. $1,000 to $15,000 to go to this. In Mexico. Isn't it illegal for foreigners to contribute to American political campaigns? Talk about interference from other countries. Once again, just another hypocrisy on the face of the Democrats. If I were any party, in the Democrat Party, I would like split off and start something new, because for even me, this is outrageous for the Democrats. I mean, with AOC and Omar and Tlaib taking it over, I mean, seriously, I don't know what they're doing. Let's go to the phone lines at 884-9910 and check out or check in with Ryan this morning. Hi, Ryan. What would you like to talk about?
Hey, Monk. First, okay, don't move it, but keep her quiet. Keep her quiet. That's probably somebody at the charter, you know, like conspiracy, you know, like probably why you got caught the last couple of days. Like, this, she's like, she's upsetting all of our donors. We got to keep her quiet. Dude, that's her signal.
Well, good. I'm doing my job then.
Okay. But it's not the second part. It's not illegal for foreigners if they're private foreigners or you know like that to donate to campaigns. But it is illegal for example a Russia statehead or Putin to donate anonymously.
No. Let me correct you there, Ryan. Because if you are a Canadian and you live in Canada, it is illegal for you to donate to an American campaign.
Oh.
You can't do that.
As long as I thought you were a private citizen of that, you can do that.
No.
Oh, okay.
No. That's out of country interference.
Okay. Well, cool. Okay, I just wanted to give you my. I hope you guys feel a little better. You got all that out of your system now. You know, that's a nice cheese to sell you.
Hey, we'll feel better as long as we stay on the air. That's
nice cheese to sell you. Okay, bye, Monica.
Thanks, Ryan. Have a great day. You know, earlier in the show, we were talking about, I don't know if it actually aired or not, but we were talking about the idea that the government just controls every little single piece of your life now, from the EPA and energy savings. They want you to keep, you know, at night when you're trying to sleep and you want it to be cool, you know, you've got your fans going and everything like that, but they want you to raise your thermostat up into the mid-80s. I'm sorry, but I sleep at 75. Actually, for some reason, I was so hot yesterday. Yeah, you go tell a woman in menopause that she has to keep the thermostat at 84 and see how many black eyes you come out with. That's the way to do it. So I got a great email from WJ. Very, very mysterious WJ. And does the government ask the casinos to conserve? Huh. That's a good question. Again, it goes from your personal comfort to corporations' personal comfort. So we have to go out and, you know, be in all these businesses that are allowed to have it nice and cool. But you at home? No, you need to conserve. It's always, I hate to say it this way, but it's always the little guy. It's always the little guy who suffers. You know, this is just another thing that's pitting us against each other. It's not black versus white versus every other color out there. It's not men versus women. It is not good companies versus the little guy. Don't get me wrong, I am totally for capitalism, but I'm also for competition. And there are a lot of great mom and pops out there that are struggling because they're being bought out, squished out by the big guys. Perfect example, and I hope he doesn't mind me using this. Perfect example, Mike Houdekeep, Mike's Pharmacy in Carson City. Pushed out by the big guys. Here is a family pharmacy. You go in, you know everybody in there. Staff has been there forever. You've watched the little one grow up. And yet, because of CVS setting the prices and how much you have to buy and stuff like that, pushed him out. And he fought for a long time to keep up, and then it just wasn't worth it. Whatever you can do, so maybe it's a dollar more. Maybe your total bill is, you know, $4 or $5 more. Support the local mom and pops. Support them. That's all I can say. You know, I'm working on a fundraiser for Shakespeare Animal Fund. I know a couple people just rolled their eyes. So the organization that I head the board on, and we're going to have a function at Reno Town Mall. And the Nevada Marketplace is so cool. You go in there and it's all local artists, it's local companies, it's local everything. And you look at companies like that that need that little extra help. You look at companies that want to be local. They want to serve their community. But because of the giants like Amazon, and, you know, you buy into this free shipping and you get all these other little extras, it's killing the mom and pops. So do whatever you can do to support them, whether it's a motorcycle shop or a restaurant or, you know, just where you're buying that purse, you know, or you're buying your clothes. Try to think local. That's what we do here. That's why I can get away with, you know, most of the stuff I get away with, because Evans Broadcast Company is local. So we are literally doing the live and local FM talk thing. You know, it's just, it's sad what we're becoming. And at some point, now, don't get me wrong, I do not believe in the 99% movement, or, you know, whatever they were trying to do by destroying other people's property and destroying other people's businesses and, you know, camping out. And speaking of camping out, hello to the burners that I saw this morning that were blocking traffic. There are good corporations and there are bad corporations. Try to figure out which is the difference. Try to figure out who the good guys are. Because things are being twisted up really badly right now. Outside money being influenced. You know, there are all types of ways that outside money comes in to our entire process. Remember, we had the whole Clinton Foundation. Saudi Arabia was donating to the Clinton Foundation. Can you hear my air quotes? To have access to Hillary. Don't think that money doesn't trickle its way down here into Nevada. They already have California, especially for the Democrats. And so what do? You start, you get California, then you get Arizona, then you get Washington, then you get Idaho, and you get Oregon. Now they're coming after Nevada, and we can't let it continue. The Bloomberg money, the Steyer money, the Soros money. What politician is going to stand up and change these campaign finance laws of where the money actually comes from or how much you can actually spend? Why can't we regulate something to, I know, there I go, regulations. Things shouldn't be regulated. But sometimes you just have to. You have to put caps on things. And then, you know, if the Republicans raise $177 million, that's great. Put a cap of $100 million on it. And then filter the rest of your campaign contributions to local races. Doesn't it seem strange, though, that we keep giving and giving and working and slaving, and corporations take your money, states take your money, and then they give it to who they want? You work so hard, and it's just a fiasco. Because we've made it so difficult, we have to simplify. We've got to simplify. We've made it simple for you, though. 884-9910. Doesn't matter where you're calling from, that's the number. Yerington, Smith, Mason Valley, Reno, Minden, Gardnerville, Carson. 884-9910. That's the number to call. At Monica at 991fmtalk.com. Producer Dan always knows how to make me feel better. KKFT 99.1 FM Talk. Talk lines are open at 884-9910 and Monica at 991fmtalk.com. So I just got a quick email. You know, what happened? I thought Obama's money was coming from the Middle East. And it's like, well, you know, there are ways to get around laws. Individuals from other countries can't donate to campaigns. But I think that there's a way that you know, PACs can get money from foreign influencers. You know, you donate money to a PAC, and then the PAC doesn't, you know, they put the money in it for you. It just, you know, there's so many things about this whole process that are so messed up. It really is messed up. It's gotten so far out of the hands of the American people. Charlie, you're killing me. Also about the pandocrats in Mexico. When have they ever worried about laws? No, that's true, especially when it comes to Mexico, Charlie. Love the picture. Love the picture. If you haven't seen the picture of Clinton in drag with... It's similar to the blue dress that Monica Lewinsky was wearing in the red pumps that was in Epstein's house. That's a real painting that was done by a real artist. It's hysterical to look at. But foreign money always has a way of coming into the country. It's ridiculous. And again, I know you're getting tired of me saying it, but until you do something about it, until you say something, things aren't going to change. You know, I think Dean Heller was trying to use that, you know, what the hell was he working on? Term limits or something for the legislature. But, you know, unless you get your legislator to fess up and not change their story that you want real campaign finance changes, you want real immigration reform, you want a solid no more money to Planned Parenthood. The states already have clinics. Give it back to the states. It's unimaginable that we give all of our money to the federal government to have to ask for it back. And they just divvy it up between, you know, the people that they want it to go to. Foreign countries. Companies that, you know, Planned Parenthood, they got a big old chunk. Take it. Well, to me, $70 million is a big old chunk. To them, it's like 1% of the money that they take in. So many people struggling. So many people just trying to make it day to day to get their kids into a good school, trying to get to work, have a good car that they can afford to put gas in to get to work, a place where people can actually have a roof over their head. I mean, we heard the story about the homeless and the mentally ill, you know, being put across the street from a law enforcement agency. It's like, seriously? I've watched way too many stories on the homeless issue to even think straight and have it come out coherently to where I'm not cussing. What is going on in San Francisco? What is going on in LA, New York? I mean, all of these big, big cities. And we're having it happen here. Why? Because we don't enforce, you know, what's considered, just minor infractions. Again, it goes back to that minutia. If we are not fixing the minutia first, we're never going to get to the big problems. If we don't start enforcing the laws that we have on the books, whether it comes to homeless, whether it comes to immigration, enforce the laws. It is that simple. Stop tying the hands of law enforcement. Look what happened when Trump was elected and he stopped tying the hands of the military. We started making strides forward. ISIS felt the heat. Criminals here will feel the heat if we just start enforcing the laws. And if you think that there are too many people in prisons, I say you're wrong. I say build more. And I know that as a fact because, hell, my brother and my father were in prison at different times. So don't tell me that we need to get these people out of there. No, we need to actually get people into prisons. Where's Joe Arpaio? We need to get people into jails and have them punished and have them realize how good they have it here. Privatize prisons, whatever needs to be done. But get more of them, get criminals in jail, get them off the streets, and start enforcing laws. KKFT, it's time for a Fox News break on 99.1 FM Talk. KKFT 99.1 FM Talk. Talk lines are open, 884-9910. And, of course, Monica at 991FMTalk.com. I hate to open up this can of worms again, but, man, we're watching the Topaz fire just grow and grow, and Douglas, and it's coming out now. It was target shooting that started it. I just hate that. I just hate it. You know, but this doesn't go back to your Second Amendment rights. Yes, you have the right to own a firearm. You have the right to go out and, you know, on public lands if you're away from. But you just have to do it safely. And when it's this hot outside right now, you know, maybe you think you're shooting in an area where there's no vegetation, and then all of a sudden, oh, I guess there was some vegetation over there. Just hot lead, hot brass, who knows what you're standing in. It just, it breaks my heart. It really does break my heart that the, you know, the Carson Range is closed off to most public times when you want to go target shooting. There's not enough locations that you can just go for free and pop stuff off. We've got to fix these problems, or we're just going to burn this state down. I mean, thank goodness that there is so much open space. You know, if a fire does start, you're hoping that it's, you know, burning in wilderness. But then that creates so many other problems. Cheatgrass comes in. You don't know how it's affecting the wildlife. And there are people that actually love living out in the deserts. They love living out away from people. And it puts them in jeopardy. We got to fix this problem without infringing on anybody. I know, that's tough. That's tough to say. I am curious, though, where Dan and Christy and we're all going to bond and be bound together at the station, because someone is not going to be in a good mood after they find out that Safari Club International Convention will not be in Reno in 2021. It's going to be in Las Vegas in 22. Know that, but they're not saying why yet. I mean, that's a lot of money for Reno. I mean, isn't that one of the reasons that we expanded and got such a hideous looking convention center? Because of Safari International? Because of that, you know, big convention? 50,000 people coming in to, you know, check this out and spend money. And they just don't feel for us anymore. Interesting. So we'll look more into that. But, oh, firearms are so under attack right now. And let me tell you, if you haven't talked to professionals, or if you haven't listened to them speak, you have to listen. And universal background checks It's not going to stop gun violence. It's not going to stop mass shootings. All the mass shootings combined between, say, if you even go from the concert here in Vegas up until what just happened last week, and a life is precious. I know that. People are going to say that I'm just cruel and I have no heart. But again, it goes back to thinking and not feeling about what's going on. I mean, when you put hard numbers out there, fewer people have died in these mass shootings than have died in the Chicago area with black-on-black violence, with some of the strictest gun laws around in Chicago, in Illinois. And yet every time a mass shooting happens, more than three people, I guess, three or more, we keep going after the Second Amendment and trying to get different firearms out of the hands of people, and we're going to do, you know, stronger background checks. Well, you know what? Because of the 10th Amendment, you cannot get that record, the relevant records of mentally ill people that could actually be a danger to themselves or others. That's something that the left doesn't tell you. Oh, we need to find, you know, who well, you know what? Thanks to the 10th Amendment, you can't, because that protects people. So again, you're just spinning your wheels trying to make a deal. And I really hope that Trump doesn't cave on this. They keep saying it's, you know, oh, it's Wayne LaPierre and the NRA. No, it's not. It's the United States Constitution. It's our Bill of Rights. It's what people fought for and why we have the Declaration of Independence. And people who say that the Second Amendment is outdated, you are so full of it. It's incredible. Our founding fathers wrote it for this time. That's why they put in there shall not a well-armed militia. You know, our rights shall not be infringed upon, because now Nancy Pelosi is off on her tangent. You know, why should we be carrying AR-15s or AR, you know, whatevers, which actually stands for Armalite rifle, not assault rifle. There is no such thing as assault rifle. We have that right because our founding fathers saw all of this happening again, saw a tyrannical government coming again in the future, because they knew people would work around the laws. They knew people, because it's inherent in us. We want to be in control. And in a certain group of people, they want to control others. If you are a Democrat, if you are a Republican, if you are independent, Green Party, whatever, you have to stop. You have to help stop these attacks on the Second Amendment. It is just ridiculous. I mean, mass shooters have been passing background checks. These are not stupid people. They know how to get around the laws. And what we're not looking at is that mass shooters, people who take their anger out on others, usually have some sort of childhood trauma. So why aren't we putting more money into, you know, I hate to say the schools, because the schools have enough money, it's just misspent. Guys, please don't hate me, but too much money is spent on sports. It really is. If you want to encourage kids in sports, then put money into it. Stop using the taxpayer dollars. Use your own money. do fundraisers, whatever. And I'm talking about the collegiate level too. I know people enjoy it. I'm not one much for sports. I'd rather be playing sports than watching them. I love baseball. I love playing baseball, but I don't like watching it. But so much is put into sports. If you just took a portion of that and put it into kids' mental health, what was the first position that always gets cut when schools are having problems? Counselors. Real counselors. People with social service degrees. People who know how to talk to kids. When I went to high school, we had five of them. So if your name was between, you know, an A to H, you went to this counselor. If it was H to here, you went to this counselor. They were not only for issues that you were having in school, but they were for guidance too. What do you want to do with your future? You know, is this realistic for you? Not everybody can be a Jeff Bezos. Not everybody can be a Brady. But we focus so much on sports that nothing else seems to matter. Sports is a good thing. It gets kids active, but only if they want to be in it. You know, a lot of parents forcing their kids to do things to live out their dream. Don't think this is all going to be fixed with one solution. Because this has been decades upon decades upon centuries of letting stuff go and making the wrong things important. When did our kids stop idolizing firemen and policemen and military that, you know, they wanted to protect and serve? They wanted to be doctors to cure cancer. They wanted to be nurses to comfort people. Now they want to be pop stars and football players. And we're losing out on everything else. I'm just telling the truth here. You may love sports and good for you. Love something. Have passion about it. I'm passionate about animals. But I don't think that there should be government programs. I will do what I can to go out into the community and raise money for the animals. It shouldn't be from the feds. It shouldn't be from, you know, taxpayer dollars. Same for sports. At least not the amount of taxpayer dollars that goes into it. People figure out how to get the government money to support these programs and the important side, the important things, veterans' health care, mental health care, programs to keep kids out of gangs, programs to enhance the family unit, things that we're losing. That's what money should be going for. Not for works of art. Art is important. Teach kids to be creative. But then once you get that education, you're on your own. If someone wants to buy your work and believes in you, then they'll buy your work. If they don't, then choose something else to do. We all aren't cut out to follow our dreams. Kids have to learn that because they're learning it too late in life. Well, you said I could do it, you know? It's not always the case. We have to go back to go forward. We have to go back to the time that not everybody gets a trophy. We have to go back to the time where sometimes you're number two and not number one. You accept it, you get better, or you move on. Until we go back, we're not going to go forward. I'm going to keep moving this show forward, though. 884-9910. You've got something that you'd like to rant about, even if it's that sports thing. Sorry. Call it like it is. It's KKFT 99.1 FM Talk. KKFT 99.1 FM Talk. Quick update. The Canyon Fire, again, started by target shooting. I hate saying that, but it is now 40% contained. So let's back our men and women out there on the fire lines and give them a big cheer, because it is hot out there. When you're fighting a fire, it's even hotter. You're stressed. And that's just the way it goes. Let's go to the phone lines at 884-9910. We've only got 3 minutes left in the show, so I want to get Rick on the line. Hi, Rick. What would you like to talk about?
I'd like to talk about the fact that I'm a heterosexual, and I'm getting tired of listening to all the gay right people, and they get publicized. Nobody ever talks about being a heterosexual. I think we should have just as much airtime.
I think you're right. I don't like parades, so I don't care for parades. I think we should have like two parades a year, and that's it. Because if you have to keep throwing it in people's faces, you know, who you are and what you are and celebrate what you are, why do I care about that? I don't. I celebrate who I am. You know, I've been married for 23 years now.
I don't think it's me.
Oh, it's for damn Charter. You know, but we celebrate who we are every day. Stop,
no,
you know,
I just,
stop
if I
shoving it.
Say, you know, what somebody wants to do behind their closed doors, I'm all for it. I don't care.
Yeah.
I'm just tired of hearing about it. That's all.
Yeah. I'm
and
right there with you, Rick. Thank you so much for the call. Thank you so much for the call, Rick. And that's what it is. Do it in the privacy of your home. We don't care what you're doing. Let's go back to the phone lines at 884-9910. Check in with, I did this to you last time. Mal. See, I always go for the wrong one first. Mal, what would you like to talk about?
Well, I drive around the city all day long, and I see these guys. I'm hungry. I'm homeless. You know, and then I see them at the shelter down on Rupert Street. They got a bed. They get fed. People come and donate food to them. And then I see them in the casinos gambling. But if people stop giving these people money on the freeway, I'm broke, I'm tired, I'm hungry. The city does take care of them. And if people stop giving them money, there should be less people standing around on every street corner in Reno begging for a dollar.
And it's not the city taking care of them, Mal. We're taking care of them. That's our money that the city is spending to take care of them, and our donations to, you know, the charities and the churches that take care of them. And you're exactly right, because not only that is, you know, they do go in, they spend and gamble because, you know, they want to get more just like everybody else, but they're also spending it on drugs. And that is another huge problem in our society, and so much for the war on drugs, because it didn't work. Mal, thank you so much for, yeah, thank you. Yeah, I mean, they get drugs into the, you know, all these high profile, you know, prisons and things like that. How do you keep it off the streets when it's going into the jail system? Maybe hold people accountable. Don't give to panhandlers. There are services out there for every single thing imaginable. The services are there. Force people who need services to go and get them. Stop giving to people just sitting in the medians, trying to look pathetic. Holding animals now, because that they figured out that they were able to get more money if they had a pet with them, because people get, again, that emotion. Stop using your emotions and start thinking. When you think, that's how we solve problems. That's the only thing that is going to change our future is if we stop feeling these things and start thinking them. Every single issue could be solved. Have a great day. I'll catch you tomorrow. KKFT 99.1 FM Talk. We've even got a competitive shooter tomorrow.